The Giants are playing host to the Nationals on Memorial Day, and Barry Zito is on hand to perform some music for the troops at AT&T Park. We'll pick things up in the second with Ryan Zimmerman facing Matt Moore.
And he is lighting it up. He's swinging. It's a high drive into deep left center field. Way back there. Still going. It is gone. 1-0 Washington. Zimmerman hits his 14th home run of the year. And that was a big fly. About midway between the 382 marker in deep left center and where there would it was where the 404 marker would be, where the left and center field walls meet. And it cleared the little tunnel and up into the seats behind that to the right of that. That is a long one. 76th home run of the year for the Nationals. This is their 50th game.
Daniel Murphy is on his way, swinging a drive to right. Hit well. Ruggiano doesn't see it, and it is off the bricks. It caroms right to Ruggiano. They're going to wave in Zimmerman. Here's Crawford, who's got the relay, and Zimmerman's going to score. So Murphy doubles off the bricks. I don't know if Ruggiano saw it, if he was trying to decoy Zimmerman. It's 2-0.
Two down, nobody on. Harper is 0 for 3. Look out, he gets hit. And Strickland, and now Harper's going to go out. He throws his helmet to the ground, and they start throwing punches. There's a right to the jaw, a left to the jaw from Strickland, and both benches empty, and now there's a big pile out there. Harper started screaming at Strickland after getting hit by the pitch, came out, threw his helmet to the ground away from the mound, and then they started throwing punches at each other. There's been some bad blood between the two of them going back to the 2014 division series. Now the pitch, swing, and there's a looping liner into right center. That's a base hit, and another run will score. So that hit batsman has become a run. It's 3-0 Washington. And George Kontos has come in and given up consecutive hits here to Zimmerman and now to Murphy.
The insurance run is more than enough for the Nationals, who beat the Giants 3-0. Ryan Zimmerman goes 3-for-4. Tanner Roark goes 7 scoreless frames to pick up the victory. And Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland are the only ejections from Monday's game. The Giants are not able to extend to a 3-game win streak, and things explode in the 8th inning with a benches-clearing brawl. Here's Giants skipper Bruce Bochy.
Right now, yeah, as far as I know, they all came out of it fine. Yeah, it's unfortunate, yeah. You have an incident like this, it looks bad, it does, and there's no question about that. And, you know, Harper gets hit. I know, you know, you're looking at a guy that doesn't, you know, he's given up some home runs, and, you know, he'll tell you he was trying to come in. He didn't want to make a mistake there, and but it looks bad. And so you had two guys that, you know, probably don't care for each other much, and so it's unfortunate. It is, and you know, it was a pretty good pile, so we're probably lucky somebody on either side doesn't get hurt, didn't get hurt in that situation.
Bruce, have you talked to Strickland?
I have, yeah, just briefly, you know, between checking on him and, you know, asking about the situation, because, well, you know, we play, we're trying to win a ball game. It's 2-0, and that's, you know, I had to talk to him. Obviously, you know, we don't take, you know, or do things that out of the ordinary, or, you know, from what I want, and we go out there and try to win a ball game. And so, you know, it's a situation I needed to talk to him and make sure that we're straight with something, and so we did talk.
What are you expecting in the way of discipline out of this?
I don't know, Bags. I don't. Who knows? You know. You know, it doesn't look good. A guy gets hit, but, you know, also on their side, you know, Harper, you know, is throwing a helmet, and Strick's got to stay on his ground. He's got no choice there. So I can't tell you what's going to happen.
I do have a baseball question for you, but just when you talk to Strick, but after when you talk to Strick, had he calmed down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's fine. He's calmed down. What got lost in all this is I thought Moore pitched a nice ball game against a tough lineup, and he gave us a chance. You know, we just couldn't do much with our starter. Rourke was good, and you know, that's it's tough one to lose when you get a quality start like we did for Moore. And yeah, it's a 2-0 game. That cost us a run too, by the way. So now we're down 3. We had the bases loaded. You know, a base hit would have maybe scored 2. So yeah, that could have played a huge role in this game. It didn't, but it could have.
You know, usually when these things happen, it seems like the catcher is the first one to kind of get in between the guys, but Buster really hung back there. Is that what did you just sort of make of that, or what did you see?
Everything happened so fast. I they were running out there. Of course, on my run, I'm not getting that out there too quick, but, we're just trying to break it up. And it looked like it stayed with that one little pile there, and that was pretty much it.
What's the situation with Nunez? Obviously, you didn't DL him today.
Yeah, I'll find out here real soon. We've had a lot going on, but we're hoping that we don't have to put him on the concussion list, and he'll be good to go. And but I'll know here soon. And I can't tell you because I've got no report.
Tensions flared when Hunter Strickland plunked Bryce Harper in the leg to set off the fracas. Here's the Giants reliever on the situation.
To go inside, you know, obviously I've left the ball over the plate a couple of times to him, and he's taken advantage of that. So just mostly go inside, and obviously I got it in a little bit too far.
Did you know as soon as you hit him that he might be coming after you?
I didn't know, and, I didn't expect that, but it's part of the game, and that's what he decided to do.
Given what happened 3 years ago, kind of the optics of what people think happened.
Yeah, I can see how that kind of stands in people's minds. But that's the past. Like I said, I left the ball over the plate a couple of times to him. He's taken advantage of that. So, obviously I'd rather miss in than over the plate.
What are your instincts? What kicks in when you see him coming after you with the helmet in his hand like that?
It's go time. I mean, it's just you got to protect yourself and stand your own ground, you know.
You expecting to get something from the league here out of all this?
I'm not sure how all that goes. That's their decision. And, obviously I'll take whatever consequences come with it. And I just, we'll go from there.
It took a few players to get you off the field. Is that just the adrenaline?
I was pretty fired up, to be honest with you, but that's just adrenaline, and it's part of the game.
If it wasn't an intentional pitch, would you say something to him or apologize or anything like that?
I think we'll just, kind of leave it as it is, and then, if need be, then we'll just go from there. But, as of right now, we'll just kind of be ready to play tomorrow.
Punches thrown, do you physically, you feel like you came out of that okay?
I feel great. Yeah, no, I'm 100%.
When a batter charges the pitching mound, the best seat in the house is behind the plate, and Buster Posey had just that. He offers his thoughts on the fight between Bryce Harper and his battery mate Hunter Strickland.
Trying to go in, yeah. The pitch was a fastball in.
Given the history between those guys, are you surprised that it escalated the way it did?
You know what, man? You'd have to ask them, to be honest with you. They're really the only ones that can answer. Strick and him are the only ones that can answer that.
Kind of lost in all this is the way Matt pitched today. What did you see from him?
I thought he had a good changeup today. The cutter was as good as I've seen it in a while, and really gave us a nice start. Unfortunately, Rourke, was able to pitch a little bit better.
Is that a situation, Buster? I mean, often the catcher's the first guy to kind of grab the, separate the, you know, the parties here, but you were kind of hanging back a little bit. Was it you were just going to let them sort it out, or what was, how were you approaching that?
Well, I mean, after it happened, I kind of saw Harper point, and then, you know, next thing you know, he's going out after him, and yeah, and there's some big guys tumbling around on the ground. You see Mike Morris is about as big as they come, and he was getting knocked around like a pinball, so be a little dangerous to get in there sometimes.
We've already dealt with a concussion already this year, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a thought.
The Giants will try to rebound and even up their series with the Nationals on Tuesday when Jeff Samardzija makes the start.